For years, inmates in Santa Clara County jails worked as recruiters for bail bonds agents, illegally. The agents paid the inmates in money and free phone calls. An investigation by the district attorney's office said KQED's Suki Lewis explains how inmates played a key role in what is known as bail capping.
Hi.
So are we recorded right now?
That's Scott Culp. He's calling me from Pleasant Valley State Prison, where he's doing time for armed robbery. Culp spent about 3 years in Santa Clara's main jail, where he says he made hundreds of calls to bail agents. He wasn't calling for himself.
So I had a no bail warrant. So I have absolutely no bail. There's no possibility for bail at that time.
Culp was sending newly arrested inmates to certain bail agents. In exchange,
they would send money. They would put money on my books.
He says he made $15,000 in 1 year. New inmates went along with the scheme because
they have no choice.
The jail has a complex phone system. Inmates who'd never been arrested before often had no idea how to use it. So people like Culp determined which bail agents they called.
They were sort of the gatekeepers of bail.
That's Deputy District Attorney Allison Filo. She's prosecuting the bail agents who used these gatekeepers behind bars.
They controlled access to the phones, and that they would actually manipulate or maneuver people into or out of certain housing situations so that they would have less competition for referring the inmates.
And how would they do that, like get people in different housing?
There's lots of ways in jail to get people in trouble.
So where were the guards when all this was happening? The Santa Clara County Correctional Peace Officers Association says its officers are diligent about their jobs, doing what is right even when no one is watching. But Scott Culp says some guards were in on the scheme, and former bail agent Dino Garcia says some officers would allow certain agents special access to inmates.
I do know for a fact that there were correction officers that were friendly to certain bail companies.
That's former bail agent Dino Garcia. He's going to jail for his involvement in bail capping. Garcia says some officers would allow special access to particular agents.
I've come to the jail to try, see if I can visit inmates. We've got no visiting right now. Oh, really? So-and-so just left. Why can't I get in?
Over the past year, I've tried repeatedly to get the Sheriff's Department to respond to questions that came up in my reporting. I wanted to find out how inmates were able to control the phones, how jail staff could have been in the dark about this illegal activity, since inmate calls are recorded. And I wanted to ask if there was any truth to claims correctional staff were working with bail agents. The Sheriff's Department wouldn't answer these questions. But court records show jail administrators knew bail capping was going on. In June 2012, the captain of the main jail got complaints that inmates in his custody were working for bail agents. Guards searched the cell of two inmates they suspected of being involved in the scheme. There, they found a list of inmate ID numbers, bail bond agent phone numbers, and a pay-o sheet that showed a series of $100 deposits into an account. The inmates were moved to other areas of the jail. 2 years later, the DA launched its own investigation and found that bail capping had not only continued, it was widespread. More than a dozen inmates in the county's two jails were working with agents illegally to set up bail deals. When one inmate would leave the facility, they'd often pass the business on to the next guy. Right after the 2015 bust, when I first started reporting the story, I did speak briefly with Sergeant James Jensen of the Sheriff's Department.
The Sheriff's Office was not part of that investigation. It was District Attorney's Office that was part of that investigation. Okay. So you would have to ask them for specifics regarding that investigation.
Well, I know regarding the investigation, but you know how things work in the jail, presumably.
No, I do.
Happening with
But I don't know when they're seeing or how that investigation came about.
Deputy District Attorney Allison Filo.
I have no information to suggest that there was any sort of official or governmental involvement in the scheme, that they knew about it, were closing a blind eye.
But some jail practices enabled the illegal activity. Bail agents could add money to an inmate's commissary account without any record of the transaction, something that surprised Filo.
You would think that you would have to show some identification or something in order to provide an inmate with commissary credit or phone credit or actual cash, and you don't. So they were able to freely give those sorts of benefits with no accountability or no paper trail.
Bail agents also often paid recruiters with free phone calls. Now, a free phone call doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is. Calls from jail are really expensive. But more importantly, the calls allowed inmates to get around jail security. Potentially, they could intimidate witnesses or run other criminal activities. Here's how it worked. An inmate would call the bail agent. The agent would then forward the call to the inmate's wife or business partner or whomever. But the only number that appears on the jail phone records is the bail agent's number. Prosecutor Filo.
If the bail agent then uses his or her cell phone or her office phone and makes a three-way call to, for instance, that inmate's domestic violence victim who's protected by a restraining order, we would have no way to prove that that phone call was made.
The Santa Clara County Correctional Peace Officers Association says three-way calls are not allowed, but the volume of jailhouse calls makes monitoring them difficult. The Sheriff's Department declined to answer questions about jail commissary records or three-way phone calls. The department also declined to say whether it has taken steps to prevent illegal contact between inmates and bail agents. I'm Suki Lewis, KQED News.